For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. If you've been confused by all the different claims and counterclaims of various wash day products, you'll be glad to hear the simple, sensational news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, doubtless you've heard about those new no-rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, great excitement is going on in the Perkins family. Spencer Grayson has asked Faye to come to New York City for a visit. And we remember that on Friday, Faye decided to accept the invitation. The folks are pretty tickled, especially Evie, who hopes for the best in this romance between the charming Mr. Grayson and her baby sister. You know, I sort of hope so, too. Don't you? Well, today is the big day. Faye is taking the evening train to New York, and right now it's after supper, and Faye is up in her room packing some last-minute things when Ma comes to the doorway.
Listen. Anything I can help you with, Faye?
Oh, well, come in, Ma. Well, I still have 15 or 20 minutes left, haven't I?
Oh, there ain't no rush, dear. Willie and Evie won't be here until 8 o'clock, and then you got another half hour till train time.
Well, I'm almost through packing now. Here, sit down. I get these last few things together. Now, I hope you'll really take a vacation with Paulette over at Evie's and me in New York.
Joseph and me just be rattling around this great big house.
You rattle around and get some rest for a change, you hear?
Anyhow, I'm glad you let Paulette sleep home tonight instead of moving her over to Evie.
There'll be less fuss all around tomorrow with Evie picking her up after school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Wonder if I've forgotten anything before I close this suitcase. Stockings, handkerchiefs. Powder.
Didn't we go over that list together before supper, dear?
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Oh, then all I have to do is sit and wait for train time. Oh, golly, I hope Spencer will meet me at the train.
Well, didn't he say he would in that telegram he sent you?
Yes, he did. And wasn't it nice of the Fenton's to wire me back, too? But that they'll be at the train, too.
Looks as if everybody is pleased you're coming.
I haven't seen Zenith in so long. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Oh, does this dress look all right, Ma?
It looks lovely, dear. The pearl beads would go good with it.
I wonder if the Fentons will like Spencer. But anybody would, don't you think, Ma? After all, you liked him. I don't mean that you're so fussy, but you know people. You feel something about them right away. And you felt Spencer was good, didn't you?
Mr. Betsy, child, close that suitcase and come sit down and talk with me a minute.
That's just what I wanted to do, Ma.
What the Fentons think of Spencer ain't important, Faye. Neither what I think of Spencer.
What you think is important, Ma. I trust your sense about people, your intuition.
Faye, dear, you got your own feelings about people. That is the reason why you're going to New York.
Not exactly, Ma. My feelings are a little mixed up right now. I hope going to New York and seeing Spencer there will unmix them. I don't mean I'm not going partly just for fun to have a good time, but mostly to be with Spencer again.
Sounds like feelings to me right there.
Oh, I'm not complaining of too little feeling, Ma. Just the opposite bothering me. So many feelings. But do you know why I'm really taking this trip to New York? I've got to find out a little more what Spencer's like with other people in other places. I don't know him. I don't know him at all.
Well, how much do we ever know the person we love? Beyond what our heart tells us.
No, Ma, I mean, I wonder where two people ever get the courage to cast their lots together without knowing. A girl's brought up in a family group, a small, close-knit circle of people, and you learn to do everything in a certain way, and then all of a sudden you accept somebody you've never seen before, a stranger, out of the blue, and you change your whole way of life to fit him, right down to the smallest things. Even the cooking's different, whether he likes his food spicy or plain. The way he keeps his room, or hangs up his suits in the closet, or whether he likes to read out loud. You don't take your life in your hands when you get married, but you risk all the dear, familiar things that make up your everyday routine.
Yet those things are the least important, dear.
The least important, maybe, but they're every day. You can't escape them, so they do count. And why does anyone ever get married? I don't believe it's just security either, because a lot of girls have security, just as I do, right in their own homes. And not companionship, that's not the answer. At least, not when there's a wonderful family like ours.
Hey, dear, it's only natural to want a husband.
But I don't even want one in the sense that Gladys Pendleton talks about, to have a man of your own to sort of take around and show off. I don't need to own a husband, count him among my possessions. Or am I just kidding myself, Ma? Do I need every one of these things I've mentioned?
You've already answered that, Faye. It's not the conveniences of marriage that you're looking for.
Or even the inconveniences. No, it isn't something tangible at all. Against all the points I've just brought up myself, are the joys you can't even put your finger on, the joys of being in love that make it all worthwhile. Love makes things easy to do, Ma. Like getting up in the morning and putting on your shoes and combing your hair. It's all fun. You don't even have to think what you're doing because you're singing. The first thing you know, you're dressed. And the next thing you know, you've cooked breakfast. And it's all sunshiny inside you and your feet hardly touch the ground.
Ah, say.
That's how I felt, Ma, ever since Spencer walked back into my life this Christmas. That's how I still feel. That's why I'm going to New York, not on a train, but floating. And swinging and sailing on a bunch of high balloons. And, oh, Ma, pray. Pray as I'm praying my balloons won't all burst and let me down with an awful thump. Pray that it won't be different in New York, that Spencer won't be different. Because that's what I've got to know.
And, Faye, you know what I say? You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. You will, whatever it is.
Thank you, Ma.
Yoo! Where's everybody?
Oh, Land, there's Evie.
Is it all right to come up? Willie wants to help with the luggage.
Yes, come ahead, dear. Faye's all ready.
Ma, let me hug you quick before they come. Don't worry about a thing. I'm going to have a beautiful time.
I know you are. I hope you get a chance to write.
Oodles. Hello, Evie. Willie, come on in.
Oh, the going away girl. Oh, ain't she a picture, Willie?
Hi, Faye. You look like a big town already.
Thank you, Willie. Evie, dear, it was sweet of you to come and see me off.
Well, I come to see you off, too. Oh. Ain't I sweet?
Why, Shepherd, I thought you was going to be at the station.
No, he stopped by our house and we brought him along.
Are these the suitcases? I ought to get them out the front door.
Oh, ain't that much of a hurry, Willie.
We met Joe at the filling station, Ma. He said he'd be back with the car in a few minutes and honk the horn.
Before we start out, Faye, I want to offer felicitations, if that's the word, and congratulations and salutations and such.
Oh, Shuffle Flowers, how sweet.
Ain't flowers, it's a corsage to pin on your coat.
Like a real bride, Faye. Gardenias, oh, aren't they lovely?
Oh, that was real thoughtful of you, Shuffle.
And speaking of flowers, I got a present for you, Faye. It's only half a bottle, but half a loaf is better than none.
Oh, no, Evie, not that lovely perfume Willie gave you for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, he agreed. It's more important for you to have it these next couple of weeks than I. Is that right, Willie?
Sure, go ahead, Faye. We want you to have it.
Evie, you're a darling, and you too, Willie, but
look,
I
used half of it already. You can buy me a full bottle in New York or some other time. Here, this way's upside down, so carry it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, not just behind the ears, on your neck and your wrist, the book says.
Might sprinkle a little in his soup. He'll notice that, too.
Oh, Shuffle.
Thank you, Evie. I'll put it in the suitcase.
It might still there, Faye. Why don't you carry it right in your purse?
Oh, that's a good idea, Ma.
Can I take these suitcases now?
Well, Ma has to get her hat and coat.
I left them down by the door.
You got your ticket all right, Faye?
You're right here in my change purse.
There's Joe with the car. I better get these suitcases out.
I'll help you, Willie.
I got them, Shuffle. Just don't trip me up, Shuffle.
Golly, I've got the wrong gloves. Two left hands.
That's good luck. Left hand's the wedding ring, finger.
Here's your other leg, dear.
Oh, my little baby sister. Slipping quietly away from the family to meet her Prince Charming.
Come on, will you?
We got a train to catch.
We're coming, dear.
I feel like we should throw rice or something.
Some of Paulette's rice pudding in the icebox, if that'll do.
Okay.
I know I shouldn't get all choked up, but how many baby sisters have I got?
Evie, you darling idiot. Come on, before you have me in tears.
No. No tears, Faye. No tears. Ma and me are going to laugh and be merry. We ain't losing our little baby sister. We're gaining a son.
Oh, sure, it's nice to save rinsing on wash day. But I know the important thing to you is to get your clothes clean. Deep clean. Now, with new deep cleaning Oxidol, you can save rinsing and get your clothes deep clean, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, floats it away. That's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. New Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Get new Oxidol in the giant economy size that can do your family's laundry for a whole month. So Faye is off to New York City, and romance. Maybe the big romance she's been looking for. And we all hope so. All except... Well, Ma has a visitor who takes a different point of view tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.